This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. Good morning on May 1st, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank. The Hat Podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller are here with the news today, including an Indiana bill to ban the sale of fake meat in the state. And we have details on another E15 summertime waiver that has come through. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has rain in the forecast, and there will likely be more planting delays. And yesterday, the corn and wheat markets rebounded while soybeans continued the negative trend. Tom Fritz, market analysis, part of the Hat Thursday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, Member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU-IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Banning fake meat in Indiana and the annual E15 summertime waiver. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. You've heard us talk about cultivated meat or lab-grown meat, but let's call it what it really is, fake meat. C.J. Miller reports now on a bill that's on its way to becoming law that would keep this stuff out of your grocery store.
This is really about protecting farmers and ranchers, safeguarding our food supply, and ensuring the transparency and safety for our consumers.
And that's State Representative Bo Baird, who wrote House Bill 1425, which bans the sale of fake meat in Indiana for the next 2 years.
Farmers have been the backbone of our country for generations. They've produced a safe product that people know in the meat supply. And I don't want a product imitating our safe food supply that the farmers have worked so hard to produce for generations.
Bear told me another concern with fake meat is whether it's even safe for us to eat.
I mean, CJ, the way they grow this, they cultivate a cellular material from an animal and then grow it in a bioreactor inside its own waste. And then when it comes out, it's a cellular slurry that is just a slushy. And, you know, I've always been a proponent for new technology and I always like innovation, but not when it comes at the expense of health for our constituency.
He adds that more research needs to be done to make sure that fake meat doesn't otherwise cause a greater health risk.
The cellular material is manipulated in such a way that it doesn't stop growing while it's in the bioreactor. My concern is what happens when that gets in our body and if it, you know, potentially connected to a cancer cell. Does that expedite the spread of cancer within our body? So again, the USDA just approved this as a material in 2023, and I just want to know that it's safe, and if it is safe, I want consumers to know what they're consuming.
The bill passed in both the Indiana House and Senate during the recent legislative session. It's now on its way to Governor Mike Braun's desk for his signature. I'm C.J. Miller.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin recently issued a waiver making E15 available throughout the summer driving season. Ryan Yates, Managing Director of Government Affairs for American Farm Bureau, says the decision allows consumers to have more fuel choices this summer, and it'll benefit the farmers who grow the corn.
It's a great benefit for consumers to have more choice when it comes to energy. As we've seen over the last several years, the rampant inflation has affected all aspects of life. for consumers, for farmers alike, but to be able to have a decision that helps ensure that consumers have a choice when it comes to the fuel that they use to fuel their vehicles, fuel their lives. E15 can be purchased from anywhere from 10 to 30 cents less than regular fuel.
Yates says year-round E15 should be a permanent fixture in U.S. fuel supplies.
It should be. I mean, this is as American as motherhood and apple pie. We have actively worked with the previous Congress and certainly with the 119th Congress to find a way forward to ensure that we can provide policies that allow for year-round E15.
Tune in to the latest Indiana Ag Policy Podcast from Hoosier Ag Today, where we discuss the importance of year-round E15 with the Indiana Corn Growers Association, and we'll also talk about an upcoming event you won't want to miss. Find the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast in the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app or at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Got some rain in the forecast here today. We've known about that. We've talked about it. But I do have some changes to our forecast going forward. Here's a little spoiler for you. If you still have stuff to plant, you're not going to like them. So here's what's going on right now. For today, no secret, another round of rain coming up in out of the central and southern plains. It's a formidable round of moisture. We all see it today, 100% coverage. Some of you already saw it starting overnight last night. So rain and thunderstorms, quarter to 1 inch of precipitation with 100% coverage for your Thursday. That's issue number one. We know about it. Here it is. It's done. Now, going forward, it looks like this front slows and then stalls near the Ohio Valley again, Ohio River, as we move through tomorrow and Saturday. So what that means is Mother Nature saying, hey, I'm not going to let all of you dry right away. As a matter of fact, here's a secondary batch of moisture that I'm going to give you for tomorrow, Friday, midday, afternoon, and into early evening. It's not huge, but I think we can see another few hundreds to maybe 3 or 4 tenths. And then, like I said, that front stalling near the Ohio River, the moisture still wants to linger through Saturday in areas like central and southern Indiana. And then we have wraparound backside moisture as the low tries to get cut off here. So the weekend that we had been looking at being sunny and dry and getting at good evaporation, now all of a sudden has to deal with some rain into the Saturday time frame and maybe clouds circulating through on Sunday. I'm not bearish enough to say that we see rain all the way through the weekend and into early next week, but I'll be honest with you, there's one computer model that's trying to do it right now, just being very pesky with moisture well into next week. So I'm going to say this, I'm still looking at a longer-term dry window trying to come together, but I'm not necessarily guaranteeing it. As you want to try and get back to the field, I can tell you that by late next week, there is another monster system that's coming through the central and southern plains. So I'm expecting that thing to try and head towards us in some way, shape, or form late next weekend or into the week of the 12th. Timing is up in the air, but this is definitely interesting. The atmosphere may not want to get into this zonal flow pattern west to east that makes systems move super fast. It may want to start dragging things out. May could be fun here. Let's pay attention. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Higher corn and wheat, soybean futures lag. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the Hat Review is brought to you by the Purdue Farm Stress Team. Preventative maintenance isn't just for equipment. As you prepare for planting this spring, make sure you take some time to check your mental health and stress level. There is more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. We'll have the final numbers coming up. First, market analysis, which I grabbed at the end of trade from Tom Fritz. The grains higher on Wednesday, Tom. Corn and wheat up throughout the trading session. Beans a little lower, so in corn and wheat, we can start there. We get back a little of what was lost on Tuesday, maybe as a result of some buying coming in after that price break yesterday?
Oh, I think so, especially in the case of corn, Andy. You know, the U.S. is still, the best value out there for global corn prices. And overnight, I couldn't help but notice South Korea was a very active buyer. Three different entities out of South Korea were buying corn, totaling near 250,000 tons. So then, you know, right afterwards, you get the USDA saying, hey, there was 120,000 tons of corn sold to unknown. So I'm going to assume, should never assume, but I'm going to think that that's South Korea. So bottom line is that, you know, old crop corn here is still gives you the best value worldwide if you're looking to own corn. But the handwriting is also on the wall that this isn't going to last, that much longer, you know, maybe a 4 to 6 weeks before we start seeing second season corn come in from Brazil. And as of this writing, they've got an excellent crop developing. So Argentina, they're harvesting corn. And what was it? I want to say one of the crop scouts actually increased their corn crop. So bottom line is in a couple of months, the world's going to be flush with corn. And I think the U.S. is going to lose their charm, if you will. New crop corn, we all know there's going to be big acres. Don't kid yourself. There's going to be big acres. And planning, I don't see any extended delays coming. So, yeah, you can talk about later in the season, oh, there's going to be a drought, but what are you going to do now? So right now, it's interesting. Old crop corn got a third of its losses back from yesterday. New crop corn, about a third. They got about a third back. So, you know, when I see those kind of percentages and I'm like, okay, you know, today's rally really doesn't mean much to me. First notice day was supportive, only 25 corn delivered. But, you know, I don't know, unless you've had your head in the sand, basis levels have been strong and just due to the producer being busy in the field. So I think that's your corn story, but I think our upside is going to be limited for both old crop and new crop. And I think the downside is still open for new crop. Wheat market, this is a bounce. This is a bounce from yesterday's beating. You know, you can see Chicago wheat bounced. Kansas City wheat finished lower. Here you've got July Chicago wheat holding a penny premium over Kansas City wheat. If you want to be friendly to the wheat market, that's a spread that says, nope, not yet. In fact, you go back and you look, whenever we had a major bull market in wheat, the Kansas City market led. So, you know, right now, the wheat market, you know, I think for the most part, soft red wheat is in pretty decent shape. In the U.S., yeah, there might be some areas in the Ohio Valley that have, you know, had maybe a little bit too much moisture. But, you know, I think overall soft wheat is doing pretty good in its development. Hard wheat areas are going to get, they've been seeing decent rain. There is more rain in the forecast for the hard wheat areas. So I'm like, where are you going to go with that? But I will tell you, there is one concern. Near-term forecasts for the Southern Plains, they're looking at a ton of water coming in, you know, especially areas in Texas and Oklahoma. So you know, I don't know what that's going to do to the developing wheat crop in those two states. And Oklahoma, for sure, is a prominent producer. So, but still, I think the market's showing its true colors by, you know, what I'd call nearly a dead cat bounce, given the beating that these two markets have seen recently. Soybeans, I'll be the first one to stand up and tell you the recent rally in soybeans has been all about soybean oil. You know, look at a soybean oil chart. Look what it's done. Go look at a soybean meal chart. It's done absolutely nothing. And soybean oil, as far as I'm concerned, it's all about the anticipation of the EPA mandating a blending of 5.75 billion gallons. If they don't get it, guess what? Bean oil is overpriced. But no, the bean oil market has been showing some amazing resiliency since bean oil with its biofuel is tied into diesel. And the diesel market, well, heating oil, same as diesel, at least that's the way we look at it, is down sharply today. Palm oil, which ties into soybean oil, is an alternative for biofuels. Palm oil is at a seven-month low. So I think bean oil is doing quite well for itself. But I also think that's all about the soybean oil traders betting on the come, you know, that the EPA is going to give them a favorable ruling on blending. And soybeans, like I said, soybeans just mirror what soybean oil is doing. Old crop beans, we've got plenty of old crop beans. New crop beans, well, we can have a story later on in the marketing year, especially during the growing season if we run into some inclement growing weather. But right now, soybeans are getting planted in a very timely manner. In fact, the last planting report last Monday shows the American producer is more biased to get his soybeans planted right now versus getting his corn planted. And I think that's due to the idea that early harvested beans may be able to capture some of the old crop premium that we're showing on the board right now. But new crop beans, they have a story, but not yet. So I think new crop beans are subject to good planting conditions and what appears to be that the soybean plant's going to get off to a good start with emergence.
Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. On the Hat Wednesday market review, up over a nickel in the nearby corn contracts. May, 467 and a quarter, 6 3/4 up. A nickel and a quarter higher on July, 475 and a half. Dece up a penny and 3/4, 446 and a quarter. 6 1/4 down, May beans, 1034 and 3/4. July, 1044 and a half. 8 1/4 lower, and Novi 7 cents down at 10.18 1/4, up 7 1/4. May wheat 5.13, July 5.30 3/4, up a nickel and a quarter. The meats were lower. June live cattle 208.40, down $1.80, and June lean hogs 98.27, down $1.17. I'm Ian DeEubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday market review from Indiana's leading farm network.